Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you here. If you're new here, hi and welcome. And I hope that you hit that subscribe button or click that little check mark and never miss an episode. And if you've been listening, thank you so much. And I appreciate you and thank you for sticking with me. Information for today's podcast comes from Desi Arnaz Jr., Wikipedia.org, EverythingLucy.com, BlinkKiss.com. This episode contains subject matter that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. So I guess you figured out that we're going to talk about Desi Arnaz Jr. And I love this guy because he's just so... I think he's just always been himself. I mean, he had two famous parents who were just, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. Who does not know about them? Just fantastic, beautiful people, you know, that created these fantastic, beautiful children. Now, I'm not saying that Desi was always a saint. I'm sure he had his faults, and it's very hard to follow in famous footsteps of when you have famous parents. That's got to be tough. You can't always be as good as them or be, you know, you're always going to be following in those footsteps. I think when you're born into have famous celebrity parents like that, there's an expectation that comes for you. And you, maybe in your mind or maybe in the public's mind, you have to be just as good or if not better than your parents. That's got to be a hard road to take, you know? I mean, that's got to be a hard road to follow. Now, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, so I apologize in advance. Des Isidro Alberto Arnaz was born January 19th, 1953, better known as Desi Arnaz Jr. Now, he's a retired actor now, and he was a musician, and he was, you know, like I said, the son of two of the most famous people in the world, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And his birth was one of the most televised in television history. His parents were the stars of I Love Lucy. And Lucille Ball's pregnancy was a part of the storyline. Like, I think that they just felt that they had to, you know, incorporate it into the show. I mean, she was pregnant. And, you know, for that time in 1952, that was pretty daring. I mean, that was pretty, you know, wow, we're really going to do this? The same day Lucille gave birth to Desi Jr., the fictional Lucy Ricardo gave birth to little Ricky. Cute, I always love little Ricky. As a testament to show how interested the public was in Lucy's baby. He appeared on the cover of the very first issue of TV Guide with the headline, Lucy's $50 million baby. Because revenue from advertising, you know, was playing a part in that. Now, actor Richard Keith later portrayed little Ricky, and his last name is, well, it says Richard Keith and then AKA Keith Theodore. I can't say his last name. I do apologize. Now, he spent much time with Lucy and Desi Arnaz and became close friends with the family. And he was teaching Desi Arnaz Jr. how to play the drums. Now, when Desi Arnaz got older, and he was much older, he attended University High School in West Los Angeles. But at age 12, he became a drummer with Dino, Desi, and Billy. The others were Dean Paul Martin, son of Dean Martin, and Billy Hinsche. Hinsche. I'm just butchering that. I'm so sorry. I do apologize. The band scored two hits, I'm a Fool and Not the Lovin' Kind, in 1965. From 68 to 74, Desi Arnaz and his sister Lucy, which is spelled Lucie, starred opposite their mother in Here's Lucy. I love that show. I love that show. I watch it to this day. I watch that show and I love Lucy. I mean, they're classics and they still hold up. And I absolutely love them. Now, that was in 1968. He had a guest starring role in Jerry and Susie's drum playing friend Tommy in the episode The Hombre Who Came to Dinner Part Two. So he had quite a few things that he appeared on. He appeared on The Brady Bunch. He was in the movie Red Sky at Morning, and that was with Richard Thomas and Richard Crenna. And he was in Billy Two Hats with Gregory Peck, The Streets of San Francisco. And he also appeared in the 1976 episode of Saturday Night Live. Now, you've made it when you get on SNL. And back then, SNL was John Belushi and, I mean, Dan Aykroyd, just all these great people, Gilda Radner. Now, that is the SNL I remember watching as a kid, and I was pretty young. But I remember watching all those. They were great. I've always been a huge fan of Gilda Radner, John Belushi, of course, Dan Aykroyd. I've always been a great fan. So you know that when you got on SNL, that you're pretty much up there. And Desi Arnaz and Desi Arnaz Jr., the younger Arnaz was played by Ricky Ricardo, while Gilda Radner played Lucy in Spoofs. Now, in 1977, he was in the lead film called Joyride, and he was opposite fellow children of famous actors Melanie Griffith, Robert Carradine, Anne Lockhart. And he even extended his acting to the 1980s with appearances on television and the leading role in a series called Auto Man, which ran from 1983 to 1984. Now, in 1992, excuse me, 1992, he played his father in the movie The Mambo Kings. And that was based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel that he felt treated his father with respect. The film includes a scene in which Desi Arnaz Jr., playing his father's character, Ricky Ricardo, acts opposite his mother, Lucy Ricardo, with the film from the TV series intercut from the cast. And he was also board of directors from 2002 to 2007 of the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Center in Jamestown, New York. In 2007, he appeared on the fifth annual TV Land Awards. I've seen that, it's pretty cool. And a celebration of music with Desi Arnaz and his orchestra. Now that was a thing that he headlined called Babalu. It's just amazing all the stuff he accomplished. This like young man who, this child, of famous actors who grew into this young man, who really made a name for him for himself besides his parents. So he did actually do good. There was a lot of things that he was in, and there was a lot of things that he did, and he was very, very accomplished in his life. Now, he had a daughter, Julia Arnaz, from a relationship with a model, Susan Callahan Howe, in 1968, when they were 15 years old. Can you believe that? I know. I almost want to whisper it. When they were 15. Which really kind of floored me, but I did kind of expect it. Julia's relationship with Desi Jr. was proven by a paternity test in 1991. So at the age of 15, he had a daughter. And I kind of think that's why, and, you know, I don't know, maybe his mother tried to keep an eye on him, you know, so to speak. Now, he also dated Patty Duke, who coincidentally was very, very good friends with Sharon Tate. They were co-stars together in Valley of the Dolls. And on the night of Sharon, on the night that Sharon Tate was murdered, Sharon had called Patty and asked her to come by, but she was feeling kind of sick. So she declined, saying that she really didn't want to come by because she didn't want to get Sharon sick or her baby. So I felt, when I was looking all this up, I thought, wow, that's, you know, how all of that ties in together. That's, you know, Patty Duke and Sharon Tate were very good friends. Sharon was the epitome of the 1960s, but we're going to discuss her in another episode. So I'll keep going, but I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. Maybe leave you coming back for a little bit more. So she declined that. Now he was 17 and she was 23. And he had accompanied her to the 1970 Emmys Awards and she had won the Emmy for Outstanding Single Performance. Now, their relationship became tabloid news, and his mother did not approve of them together. And Patty Duke became pregnant. They broke up. Writer and producer Michael Tell offered to marry Patty Duke as a way out of the scandal. Now, their marriage only lasted 13 days, and Patty would later tell her son, Sean Astin, now everybody knows Sean Astin, that Desi was his biological father. So Desi and Astin, you know, they really developed a close relationship. However, genetic tests years later revealed that Tell was his father. Now, Astin said, I can call on any of them on the phone anytime I want to. John, Desi, Mike, or Papa Mike, my four dads. Michael Pierce, Duke's husband after John Astin, was his stepfather. So, you know, he really thought that Desi was his father, and I guess they had a very close relationship. And even after they found out, he found out that he wasn't, from what I'm gathering, they still had that very close relationship, which is good, which is probably what he needed. Well, after that, he started dating Liza Minnelli. And that was another relationship which his mother, Lucille Ball, thought that she was too old for her son. And that was because Liza Minnelli was perceived reckless in her lifestyle. And she really wasn't a good influence upon him. However, I don't think that Desi needed any influencing. I think that he kind of just did his own thing with his mother's approval, I'm sure. But, you know, he was kind of his own man. He's like, well, I'm going to do this, you know. So I kind of get the feeling from Desi, and I don't know if you're listening, Desi, but hi. I kind of get the feeling from him that he did what he wanted when he wanted. Now, He married actress Linda Pearl in 1979, and on January 3, 1980, filed for divorce. October 8, 1987, he married Amy Laura Bargell, and the couple lived in Boulder City, Nevada. With their daughter, Haley, he purchased a Boulder theater in town and restored it. When it had been on the brink of, like, ruin, after a conversion into the theater, the cinema became the home of the Boulder City Ballet Company. Desi's wife, Amy, died of cancer in 2015 at the age of 63. Both Desi and Amy were followers of Vernon Howard and attended meetings of Howard's New Life Foundation in Boulder City. They also supported the spiritual writer Guy Finley. And what I think is interesting is his granddaughter, daughter of Julia, Desiree S. Anazone. I know I'm just not pronouncing that right. It's A-N-N-Z-A-L-O-N-E. A photographer died of breast cancer on September 27, 2020, at the age of 31. And she was first diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 25. That's very sad when I hear of young people dying like that. It's very disheartening. So, as you can see, Desi Arnaz Jr.'s life was colorful. And I had read somewhere a long time ago that his mom, Lucy, had Desi and his sister on the TV show, Here's Lucy, to keep an eye on her children, so that she can always know what they were doing, which was probably pretty smart on her part, because she she just felt like I wouldn't say that Lucy was an overbearing mother, but I would say that she was probably a pretty protective mother. You know, she wanted to make sure that her children made the right choices and they were safe. So I've always loved Lucy and Desi and their children too. I always thought that they were very interesting, probably very fun, probably very caring, wonderful people. I don't remember where I read that about them being on Here's Lucy, but I did read it somewhere. And I always thought he was very good looking, even as he got older. He aged very well. I always thought he was a real good looking man. And you can really see his father in him. So I thought he's a really good looking man. Yeah, so I'm sure that there's more to Desi's story that I didn't get into, but if you want to look him up, Desi Arnaz Jr., Google it. I did not read anywhere that he has passed away. So as far as I know, he's still, you know, alive in Boulder City somewhere, maybe. So I have not, read that he has passed away, but, I wanted to tell his story because I thought it was just so interesting. So I want to thank you for joining me today on the Daisy Take. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Join me for Murdered and Missing Monday on Monday. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.